The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent them because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. For anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, amen, I say to you, you will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into the unquenchable fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the unquenchable fire, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord. That is my cue to turn over the floor to a representative of our Haiti committee.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Chris Connolly, and I serve on our Holy Family Mission Haiti Committee. And we are so excited to have in our presence this morning Mr. Doug Campbell and Father Tom Hagen from Hands Together. And we're going to ask them to come up and speak in a few minutes and give you an update on all the great work they're doing in Haiti. But before we do that, I wanted to show you a wonderful new video our Mission Haiti team recently created. And this video is not only for all of us here today in South Pasadena to see all the great work that Hands Together is doing, but with Carl Holtschneider's help, we can now take this video to churches all around the country, and Hands Together can leverage it for their future development efforts. So with that, let's take a look.
Hi everyone, I'm Colleen Williams. As a journalist, a mother, a human being, I would like to introduce you to Father Tom Hagen. Father Tom is an oblate priest who has been doing missionary work in Haiti for the past 30 years. Here is his description of Haiti as he experienced it for over three decades. Once called the Pearl of the Caribbean, Haiti occupies the western half of the island of Hispaniola, just southeast of Cuba. French colonists imported African slaves and ravaged the land. Those slaves revolted in 1804, and Haiti gained independence. They were proud to have defeated Napoleon's army to gain freedom, but brutal dictators followed. Today, Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, 10 million people. Devastation by earthquakes and hurricanes, exploitation by political leaders. But despite its history, a proud and joyous people. The UN documents one slum area, Cité Soleil, near the capital, Port-au-Prince, as the most violent place on earth. 300,000 people live in the slum of Cité Soleil. It is 3 square miles of shacks made of cardboard, plastic bags, and tin. No electricity, no running water, no toilets. Cité Soleil is a garbage dump where the poor have been forced to live. Trash everywhere. Disease rampant. 90% unemployment. Local gangs rule territories. Murder and violence are the norm. and hunger stalks Cité Soleil. There are no public schools. Rural Haiti exhibits a different kind of poverty. The beautiful mahogany forests of Haiti were cut down and shipped to France by the colonizers. As a result, the topsoil washed into the sea. Agriculture became a challenge. Young people are lured to the city, and small farming communities, they are left with no one to work the fields. Into this world stepped Father Tom with his associate, Doug Campbell. Father Tom founded Hands Together to help the poorest of the poor. The heart of Hands Together is the gospel proclamation that God loves each person infinitely and absolutely. Hands Together has developed extensive programs in four major areas: education, nutrition and health, agriculture, and services. Father Tom and Doug believe that education is the only escape from Cité Soleil and the poverty that is Haiti. They founded the Hands Together schools, preschool through high school. Today, they serve 17,000 children. All Hands Together schools are free. They are safe havens of hope and love from the violence of poverty. The schools offer an antidote to a gang life of violence, drugs, and crime. The girls are rescued from early pregnancy and possible prostitution. The schools offer a well-rounded education with emphasis on service and helping others. There is equal representation of girls and boys in a country where one-third of the girls never ever attend school. To stem malnourishment, Hands Together provides a free, nourishing noonday meal daily to all of the children in their schools. Collaboration with Mary's Meals makes this possible. Since contaminated water is the principal cause of disease in Haiti, Hands Together has drilled over 1,000 wells throughout Haiti for potable water and agricultural development. There is no medical aid in Cité Soleil and the remote villages. So Hands Together operates a free mobile clinic that can reach these areas. The clinic is staffed by Haitian doctors and nurses and treats over 30,000 patients a year. Hands Together also operates two free health clinics, one in Cité Soleil slum and one in the Go Naïve's Trousable slum. Treatment for gunshot wounds is common. Mothers with infants are the most numerous patients. Haiti is an agricultural nation, but farming techniques are turn of the century here. Hands Together has created a 144-acre model farm dedicated to improving and expanding Haiti's agricultural production. Poor farmers learn new methods, and hundreds of agriculture students take a 3-month hands-on program. The hope here? To create agents of change who will modernize Haiti agriculture. Hands Together has also fostered and funded 3 credit unions and agricultural cooperatives. The largest, Prodeeb, has over 1,000 members. The cooperatives provide irrigation, tools, seeds, and credit. They pool crops and help the farmers market their produce. In the remote village of Bassine, Hands Together has also built a retreat center which provides agricultural and environmental training for thousands of students and farmers every year. It promotes massive reforestation projects and champions recycling and composting throughout Haiti. Poverty creates special needs. Hands Together reaches out to provide a variety of services, including emergency aid, assisting in countless personal emergencies, illness, hunger, funerals. Clothing the naked. Gang intervention, intervening in gang warfare. Elderly feeding and care, caring for and feeding the elderly. Radio Bukman, financing and staffing a grassroots radio station. And sports, installing an artificial turf soccer and community field in Cité Soleil. It is a place of joy. Leadership. Hands Together employs over 800 Haitians and develops Haitian-run programs. Father Tom's philosophy is to empower the Haitian poor. Visitors. Hands Together welcomes visitors, especially from parishes or organizations. Invariably, the visitors experience the trip of a lifetime. The visit is typically 4 to 5 days, and the visitors pay their own way. But Father Tom provides accommodations, transportation, and meals. Groups are limited in size, 10 to 12 people. Father Tom and Hands Together live the gospel. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. God bless Father Tom and Hands Together. If you would like to reach out and help Father Tom Hagen, here's the information you need.
Film that Carl Holzeyer, once again, he worked his magic on this one to remind us all the things that we've done together over these last dozen years. I was speaking at a parish in Wakefield, Mass. Earlier this summer, and I was speaking. At the end of the Mass, this guy comes up to me, and he says to me, "What's it like working there in Haiti with the poor?" And there was enough grace at the moment inside of me where I actually answered it truthfully. I looked right at him, and I calmed down, and I thought about what it was like working with the poor. And somehow I told the truth. I said, "You're lied to constantly. You're stolen from. Friends are kidnapped, murdered. You're buried alive in earthquakes. You're almost drowned in hurricanes and floods. You work as hard as you can, and you make 3 steps forward, and you take 4 steps backward. You wake up in the morning, and there's a long line of people at the gate, and you never, ever have enough." And so if I had to answer the question, what's it like working with the poor in Haiti, I said to him, "What it really, really is like is it's work. It's hard, harsh, dusty, bloody work." And he listened to me, and he stopped, and he said to me, "Well, why don't you do something else and do something that you like? Why don't you do something else and do something that you like?" And once again, instead of just coming up with a quick answer off my tongue, there was enough grace in the moment where I actually thought about it, and I looked at him, and the only thing I could answer him was I said this to him. I said, "I don't know, really. I guess I do it because I'm Catholic. I'm Catholic. I'm a sinner. I'm self-centered. I want what I want. I struggle. I get angry. I make mistakes. But I'm Catholic. And whatever gifts and graces and talents are given to me, I know are not meant for me, but they're meant for everybody else. And so this work that we do together is a series of decisions. Not something we do because we like all the time. I didn't like raising 3 teenagers, but I did it. I didn't like it. But it's what I was supposed to do. And now we have to make a decision. And right now, every person and every moment and every event, especially right this moment, it's happening for you. It's time to make a decision on what to do once you see this film and you know the truth of the matter and how these people live. And we have a choice to make and we have a decision to make. And that's really our faith. Our faith is not in our head or in our heart, it's in our feet. It's where we stand. It's what we do. It's what we do with our time and our resources and our money and our efforts. And I need you to make a decision today to do something. It might mean praying. It might mean doing something with your children that you're not doing. It might be visiting somebody that you haven't seen in a while. It might be making an amends. I don't know. But it's time to make a decision to do something as a Catholic and to use the gifts and talents and graces that you were given to help somebody else. I want to thank you for all that you've done to help us over the years. We could never have done any of it without you. And really, Mission Haiti is not the group of people that have a committee or that visit us on January, but Mission Haiti is you. And this weekend is your weekend, and we need your help. And now I'd like to bring up my mentor, my friend Tom Hagen. I want to thank you once again. God bless you.
I remember 9 years ago or 10 years ago coming to this church and looking out at you for the first time, and I felt a certain energy, and I feel it again. I came off from Haiti just yesterday, Doug and I, and we go back tomorrow. And as I look out at you now and I look over the years, it was 19. One of the things I have to say to you right away is I would be really pretentious if I thought even a little bit of what you saw on that screen was a result of me. It wasn't. I'm serious. That is a result of all people like you, and especially our American young people. If you challenge them, they can do extraordinary things. In 1986, I brought a group of college students. Doug Campbell was one of them. He was 19. And they came to Haiti, and the first group they met were the lepers in northern Haiti. I didn't even know leprosy existed. And here there's 1,200 of them. And I'm like really terrified even to interact with them. And Doug, with his little group of students, went up, gave them big hugs, and said, "What can we do to start helping you?" And they went back on campus and raised enough funds to build a clinic for the lepers. One of the young men with Doug that day was Rick Thorpe, who would eventually die in the World Trade Center. And I never forget that day. And as years have gone on, people have said, "You can't do this, you can't do that." And I'll be very honest with you, these years have been very hard. We've lost a lot of people to violence. I don't know if Doug mentioned it to you, but that doctor you saw coming out of the clinic was murdered, and he was our closest friend. The young man who saved me in the earthquake, and Doug was murdered, as well as many others. But the years have been tough at times. But in other times, there's things that have happened to me. And I'd also like to share one of my favorite poems, and I read it often. It's a poem by Dom Helder Câmara out of Recife, Brazil. And Dom Helder writes a poem about early morning. He gets up and he sits on the step in front of his house. And one morning he's looking at all these ants pulling this big piece of sugar cane. And he was watching, and he finally reached down and picked up one of the ants, turned it upside down, and he watched it slow down. And when it stopped, he took it and put it back down on the ground, and the ant walked away in a different direction. And the poet ends the poem by saying, "It's the first time in the ant's life it ever saw the blue sky." And as I look out at you now, I find myself wanting to say so many things to you. More than anything else, I want to tell each and every one of you that indeed, and I said this 10 years ago, each of you are a missionary. You are as much a missionary as I am. The day we were born, God gave to each of us a unique mission. You don't have to go off to India or Latin America. The Lord God is calling you right here. And the devil can work overtime. He can get us to feel overwhelmed and feel that we can't do it. And I really believe suddenly the Lord can pick us up and let us see the blue sky. That happened 10 years ago when Monsignor Clem Connolly came down to Haiti with Carl. They knocked on the gate. I didn't even know who they were. They said, "Listen, we want to help you. Our parish wants to help." And boy, did I see the blue sky through them, because so much more would happen. We had three little classrooms. We didn't even know how we were going to pay for that. But as the years went on, we now have, as it says, 17,000 kids go to our schools. But to be honest with you, when I go back tomorrow, there's going to be 34,000 kids wanting to go to school. More and more people want food, and they need help. And we're spending more than we're getting in. But somehow, the message I want to leave with you today is not so much to beg for any more help, But just to encourage you, please, not to get down yourself, because you have a mission. And your mission is, first of all, to be a part of this wonderful church of ours. I'm enormously proud of my Catholic Church and my Catholic faith. And it's got beat up a lot lately. But I saw the wonderful church working in Nicaragua and Guatemala and Haiti, where I've been, and even here in the inner cities in the United States. Be proud of your Catholic faith. And please never, never, never lose any devotion to the Eucharist. If you feel down in the dumps once in a while, come in here and say, "Lord, I need a hug." And I guarantee you, you'll get that hug. And I just wanted to say one thing in closing. A lot of times, and it's been hard in Haiti, but a lot of times I'll sit there in the early morning hours and I'll pull out a fork and I'll look at the fork and then I say, okay. And this comes back from a story I once heard of a young man. He was tremendously gifted. He's a great athlete, he was a great scholar, but the poor young man was dying of cancer. And he called the priest. The priest came in and gave him last rites. And before the priest left, he said, "Father, I want you to do me one favor. I want you to take a fork and put it in my hand in the coffin." And the priest said, "Why would I do that?" He goes, "Because I remember that every meal we had at home, and especially Thanksgiving, Mom would say, 'Hold on to your fork, because the best is yet to come.'" My fellow missionaries, my dear parishioners here at Holy Family Parish, maybe today you woke up and maybe your teenage son's giving you trouble. Maybe your marriage is a little bit stressful. Maybe you're worried about some finances. I don't know. The best is yet to come. The same loving God that took care of us yesterday, He'll take care of us today, and He'll take care of us tomorrow. And we should wake up every day with 1,000 reasons for living and say, "Lord, I'm not afraid of my tomorrows. I see my yesterdays, and I love today." My good fellow missionaries from Holy Family Parish, thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you have done for us. Thank God for Monsignor Connolly, Carl, and by the way, my good friend Tony here has been down to see us in Haiti. Thank you, Tony. And I really believe the best is yet to come. God bless you, and God love you.
Thank you, Father Tom. As you heard, you all have been such tremendous supporters over the past decade of Father Tom and Doug and all the great work. Holy Family has played a really integral role in their success. We learned today of the difference Hands Together is making in Haiti in regards to health services, farming, education, as well as providing food to the seniors and children that the world has simply forgotten. We hope coming out of today's Mass, you'll continue to pray for Hands Together. Please come see us over at Conley Hall if you're interested in volunteering in the year ahead. And importantly, please be generous with your gift today, as it will make an incredible difference. You hopefully all saw in the mail this week the Hands Together envelope that came to your homes. We have this white envelope in the pews today in front of you. You can give through cash, checks, and credit cards. And if you'd like to take the white envelope home today and bring it back next Sunday for the collection, you're welcome to do that as well. And on behalf of the Mission Haiti Committee, thank you so very much for your continued support of Hands Together.